This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right, 7 after the hour, the DJV program is on the air. I have a special focus for Jennifer in just a second. It's not J-Lo, but J-Ho. It doesn't sound quite right, does it?
But my friends used to call me ever since J-Lo changed her name. That's been one of my nicknames.
Wait, seriously?
Seriously,
funny. I just stepped into that one. I didn't know that. As well as I know you, I didn't know that anybody ever called you J-O.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Definitely a nickname.
Jennifer Lopez, by the way, is still on the yacht, according to the DJV download. And then there was a J-Lo who visited my farm over the weekend. We talk about that on the download as well. All right, so happy and whatever. Happy days are here again because, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to present to you yet another Rickroll to see if we can get him to maybe beyond that 1 billion mark. I love this song. I've always loved this song. I'm a pop hit guy. I like pop music. I like the hits. So apparently the official video for this song has hit 1 billion plays on YouTube. So, all right, here we go. Crank it up, Phil. Come on, you have to. Everyone's got to like this song. It's a happy, fun song. How can you not be happy listening to this? Crank it up.
There's like awkward dancing in this video. A lot of back and forth, like the washing machine is what I call it.
Everyone is awkward dancing right now, listening.
Yeah.
You know, don't tell me you're not moving at least a little.
And this song will stay with you all day.
And he tried to make trench coats happen, which, I don't know.
They did, by the way. At that time, for about a minute, they did happen.
Yeah. All right. So why, I don't think I've ever asked this question. Why is it referred to as a Rick Roll? What is that? What is the meaning of this?
His name is Rick, and he's
rolling. I got that. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
but
yeah.
What happened was this started out as just a funny meme. And so, like, if someone sent you a video, like if I would send you a video and say, hey, this is really, you know, this is really cool, check this out. And so the video starts and it could be anything. It could be somebody talking about talk radio. And then in the middle of it, it bursts in with Rick Astley's song. So then you've been Rickrolled. It's basically, Rickrolled. It's like an April Fool's joke. You've been fooled.
Silly stuff. That's fun. Fun, fun, fun.
But remember, it went all the way to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Yeah, yeah.
He was on a float, and, like, I mean, that's like, it brought his, the Rickroll brought his entire career back.
Mm-hmm. So, I've determined something, Jennifer.
Yes.
Apparently, Larry Elder must be making some strides, because there's a hatchet job in today's New York Times about him.
100%.
So, yeah, he's making some strides and some serious...
He really shook up.
What is the hatchet job?
For those of you that don't know, just to give some context, Larry Elder is a talk show host, and he is running for California governor to replace Gavin Newsom in the recall. The ballots go out on the 16th of August, the election September 14th. So him jumping into this race has made Gavin Newsom spend a lot more money, pay a lot more attention. They tried to keep him off the ballot in California.
Right.
It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. What did the New York Times say?
Well, that's basically that they refer to him as a conservative talk radio host, leading in some polls with around 18%. And so they're trying to find an angle. I don't know that I'd call that a hatchet job.
Well, the angle,
really is,
here's the angle.
The angle is they don't want him to be the governor because, go ahead, Jen.
So you know I like to play political strategist, and it doesn't matter like what I believe. Like I like to say, if I were Biden, even though I wouldn't vote or I didn't vote for Biden, I would say if I were Biden, I would do X, Y, Z, right? Because it's just fun. What Newsom's doing is so stupid. Newsom is calling this.
He's coming across not very bright.
He's saying it's the Republican recall, and he even has Elizabeth Warren spending a ton of money, and she's saying, oh, don't fall victim to Trump supporters and the Republican recall.
Larry Elder, by the way, is not a Trumper. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Larry Elder is a supporter of President Trump. Yes, he is.
Yeah,
but it's about so much. You'd be surprised. We both, I mean, I don't know if crazy is the right word for either one of us, but we both appreciate and miss the contributions of the former president.
Okay.
But the deal is that if you try to make this or boil it down to try to make it about Trump or to try to make it about Republicans, you're a moron. Because what this is it's Democrats, it's independents. He doesn't have a fan base in the state. There's not one group that is screaming, except for the unions. The teachers' unions are all about him because he let them stay shut down. They paid him a lot of money. They're going to give him power. If he wins the election, it's going to be because of the power that the unions gave him. But I'm telling you right now, nobody really loves Gavin Newsom. And so to try to boil it down and make it about Republicans, I think you're going to tell a lot of people who are in the middle or who are Democrats, they're going to be like, I'm not a Trumper dude, but I don't like you. And they're going to go and see right through all that nonsense. He'd
so
be better off trying to...
Then, if you, because I agree with you, and I actually just said during the commercial break to Doug that I have a lot of friends who live in the L.A. area who are very liberal, and they do not
nobody
like
likes
him at all.
No,
like, I don't know.
He's an unlikable guy. In addition to being an incompetent nincompoop, he's an unlikable guy.
Well, I think that also his audience, because I said to Doug, I'm like, I struggle to figure out who are his followers, like who are his people. I think it must just be Hollywood actors who just don't know any better, and they have a lot of money, so if he raises taxes, it doesn't affect them.
Right. Yeah, I think it's definitely some of the Hollywood elites which will come out to defend him, but really, truly, his real power source is the teachers' union. The teachers' union is what he's going to use. That's a secret weapon. But I think if you're driving turnout, there is not a group of people who are excited about keeping Gavin Newsom than there are groups of people who want to get rid of him. That's the real problem for Gavin. And so to try to boil it down and insult people by saying it's just Trump supporters or Republicans who want him out, you're totally missing the point of the recall. He would be better off.
What a bad job you've done.
Yeah, he'd be better off saying, hey, the last 2 years have been hard for all of us, but here's what I'm going to do next year. This is, but he's not doing that. So, again, I think he's gotten so used to being part of the political swamp in California and just that fabric of people who just win elections
without
explanation.
He's the leader of the swamp. Who's the leader of the swamp?
So
faithful,
you
and me.
What do you think are the chances that he's gonna overcome this, that he's going to get recalled and still make it?
Well, he won't get recalled and still make it. So the question number one is that 50% plus one of the voters have to vote him out of office. Mm-hmm. That's it. So it's either yes or no.
Okay.
And then question number two is just who do you want to replace him? And whoever gets the highest amount of votes will replace him. And I believe that no matter whether or not Gavin is recalled, Larry Elder will get the most votes in California.
I think you're right. Yep. Right,
as far as the recall goes, I was about 60, it was probably about 70-30 that he was going to survive this. But the polls are tightening. People's interest in him, it's waning. I think a lot of people know we would be shut down again if he weren't seeing a recall. So I really think it's 50-50 right now. I think it's really close.
So it's a month,
really,
right?
Close.
In September, first Tuesday in September?
The ballots, and this is the other thing, is that elections now go for months instead of days, right? So the ballots are mailed out on August 16th, which means that people will begin to do voting, early voting, as early as August 18th, 19th, 20th, whenever those ballots arrive. People will start to vote, but Election Day is September 14th.
All right. By the way, Victoria and I were also having, in addition to the conversation we just said, I invited her to come stay at the house because she's taking a trip up to New England with her husband in a few months. And I said, come on by. She wants to take time off, but she sees it as a move for me to get her to go on the air while she's
right.
here.
Right, wake her
up.
Yeah,
because he goes, he's like, just stay at my house, and then you can do the show from here. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
All right. That's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm the only person I know that says vacations and holidays are about radio shows, but that's
right. Exactly.
it's fun. It's
if
good
sneeze,
stuff.
If you snooze, you lose.
That's right. Exactly. All right. Also, in the trending department, the story of the shooters in New York, we talk about that on the DJV download. We're following where J-Lo is. Then there's the L.A. Clippers star. We talked about him turning down $36 million for next year. What did he finally settle on? Anybody know? Is there a final to that? And the football draft is all over, right? I mean, the basketball draft. I think it's all over.
I don't know. I don't follow NBA, so this is someone else's question.
I think the NBA draft was last week,
Yeah, J.A. just said it was over. So what did this guy finally settle in on Anybody know what he's getting? He had an offer of like $235 million over 5 years. He turned it down. That takes a lot of hubris, like, as much as anything else. Well, anyway, good luck. You can follow all the things we have in terms of what we talk about during the course of the program every day. If you don't get to listen to all of it, just go listen to the podcast. It's only a few minutes long, and it's cool. The download is at djvshow.com, or more specifically, those of you who listen to a lot of podcasts, just get the broadcast there.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
I said Chantilly Lace and Eggshell, not matte.
Kobe's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like plaid.
They need an admin with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, look, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessment. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
All right, so can somebody clarify for me, by the way, it's 18 half the hour on the DJV program, is it 3 police officers who have committed suicide or 4?
4 now.
Since January and 6th.
I gotta say, hold my tinfoil hat, I don't believe that. I question about these suicides. Does anybody
think it's weird?
Yeah. Does anybody really think that 4 officers committing suicide, I don't know.
Why would they
get bumped off? Look, with all due respect to the family, because I think it's, I don't want to seem like I'm being heartless, because this is a huge loss to those families. But isn't it a little weird that 4 people have suddenly committed suicide? People with families committing suicide. I mean, the officer that died, there are 2.
Why would they get rid of him? And who would
maybe
get
they
rid
have
of
something to
him?
Say
why after
about
all these months with this other officer, the most recent one? I don't really
maybe
know.
Maybe they have conflicting stories to tell about the January 6th. I mean, I don't know. It seems to me that there is just something weird going on.
Well, the last two, they took their own lives within a few days of the attack. This one is months afterwards. So.
And then another, but there's another guy who did it at the same time. I mean, there are 2 that died yesterday.
Yeah, well, it seems like it's good to ask the question anyway. There is a new podcast afloat, which I would hope you'd pay attention to if you are into astrology at all. I have Laura Banks, and if you're into psychic connections, I have Mary O'Malley on this exclusive podcast called Zodiac Magic. Every single week we go through what is coming up for the next week and how it influences you romance-wise, health-wise, job-wise. So check it out, ZodiacMagicPodcast.com, or again, wherever you get your podcast, 21 after the hour.
Oh, Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three half the hour now on the DJV program. Let's everybody put your pen and paper down because there's important material here to discuss. The trending issues, according to social media followers like Jay. So Sarah Jessica Parker and Chris Noth are not just going to be in Sex and the City. Is that basically the bottom line here? There's something else going on? I didn't realize. You know, he's 66 years old. Do you realize that?
He looks it.
You think he does?
Yeah.
He's not a spring chicken.
No, the pictures that I saw of him filming with SJP yesterday in the city, he did not look great. I mean, he
really?
Let his hair go all gray for the Equalizer, and it just kind of, I don't know, maybe he is an example of a guy, like normally I'm not in favor of men coloring their hair, but maybe in his case it just looks better to color it. I don't know.
Hmm.
He looks frumpy.
He does. He's one of my favorites. I've loved
him. I love him.
But
I mean, I love
ever
him.
Ever since he was in Law & Order, when Dick Wolf discovered him as a young actor, and he and Jerry Orbach were fabulous together in Law & Order. All right, so anyway, Jay, what's cooking with him now?
No, that's just it. They were seen filming as well as rehearsing lines for And Just Like That, the HBO Max revival of Sex and the City. And they were not looking too happy with each other, Sarah Jessica Parker and Chris Noth, but they were in character. And as we now know from the spoiler alerts, that their characters are going through a divorce.
Yep, there it is. He's had some
like they were at a wedding or something, or maybe a funeral, but her outfit might be...
They were dry,
Yeah, so maybe it was a wedding. Who else gets married? Well, maybe somebody new.
Well, doesn't Big have an affair with somebody? Isn't that the deal?
There are multiple rumors that he, you know, commits a white-collar crime and goes to prison, and that's why they end up getting divorced. There's another rumor that he has a heart attack and dies. So, I don't know. Yeah, it's...
Well, and then, oh my goodness, why did I forget her name? Bridget Moynihan. She is back.
Mm-hmm.
Or wait. Mahonigan? I get the two confused.
Bridget
Moynihan. The two actresses confused.
Yeah.
Okay,
is she in the Sex and the City?
Yeah,
she played one of Big's ex-wives who she caught. Natasha. She caught Carrie and Big cheating or having an affair, and then she fell down the stairs. She was chasing after Carrie and like broke her teeth. It was a whole storyline for an episode, and so she is back to reprise her Natasha role. So we'll see how that works out.
She's kind of like Noth and Sarah Jessica Parker. This New York actor group. Moynihan is a big part of Blue Bloods. and has been. Do you know that there hasn't been one character change in that show since it went on the air? Do you know how real, how strange, not strange, but how amazing that is? That the same group that started that show, what, 12, 13 years ago, every single one of them, except for the lady that played Donnie, what's his?
The wife.
Just living my,
Danny
yeah,
is
to,
his name.
Danny is his name. Danny. Yeah.
On the show, Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah, right. Anyway, she's the only one who's left. Everybody else.
Well, and the partner also. The partner was Jennifer Esposito at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, she did leave early on. And
didn't
I think
she get kicked off the show because of her health issues?
She had some disease, and then she said that, and then they treated her poorly, she said, and
didn't
so
like
back
that.
And forth. Yeah.
Right. All right, what's the story with Ric Flair? Why is he trending, Jay?
He wanted out. He wanted out, and the WWE was like, all right, fine. So he requested his release, and he was granted.
Isn't he old? How old is he?
72 years old, yeah.
He hasn't actually fought,
but he was still part of
Storyline. He's an ambassador. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was part of Storyline.
His daughter,
Charlotte.
His daughter is wrestling,
part of
isn't
WWE.
She?
Yeah.
So what
I don't get it. So he just wants to retire, and he needs to get permission to do that?
Well, yeah, he was part of a contract. I guess he didn't like some of the recent storylines he was doing anyway, so he was like, no, I want out of the contract.
Oh, so he's like a reporter?
How do people watch
all this?
He's just part of the storylines. All the stuff that happens, yeah. They're not really fighting.
I'd like
with
to
each
see
other.
Him wrestle Dr. Fauci. That's an idea.
What?
Let's have the two of them wrestle. WrestleMania, 28 past the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
This order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
I'm so sorry. We'll be right with you.
Who's got table six?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day after the White House said the CDC did not have the authority to extend the eviction moratorium, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced a 60-day moratorium on Tuesday. The order is intended to target specific areas of the country where cases of the coronavirus are increasing and likely would be exacerbated by mass evictions. There were 451 COVID-related deaths in America on Tuesday. The White House has targeted Republican officials for the rise in coronavirus cases. Speaking from the White House on Tuesday, President Biden specifically blamed Texas and Florida. What was not mentioned was Biden's open border policy that has allowed hundreds of thousands into the country unfettered, coming from countries with very low vaccine rates. For the first time, a film distributor will use Facebook to debut a movie, The Outsider, a controversial documentary about the construction of the 9/11 Museum in Manhattan, will premiere publicly on Facebook for about $4 on August 19th. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
New York Governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo sexually assaulted 11 women in violation of the law, the state attorney general Letitia James said on Tuesday. Local prosecutors have launched a criminal investigation and calls for him to resign or be impeached reached the president.
If the investigation of the attorney general concluded that the allegations are correct, that back in March, that I would recommend he resign. That's what I'm doing today. I've not read the report. I don't know the detail of it. All I know is the end result.
New York does not have a recall mechanism like what's happening with the Democrat governor in California. Governor Cuomo remains defiant and discounts the independent investigation's finding.
It has been a hard and a painful period for me and my family, especially as others feed ugly stories to the press. But I cooperated with the review, and I can now finally share the truth. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation, and the facts are much different than what has been portrayed. That document is available on my website. If you are interested, please take the time to read the facts and decide for yourself.
Pete Parada, the drummer for the band The Offspring, has been kicked out of the band for not getting vaccinated. He posted on social media Tuesday. In the United States Tuesday, 451 Americans died from COVID, according to Johns Hopkins University. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, 34 at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen presents the ladies of the day. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, and Jay Kirshner here as we open up things, the whole business of evictions and rental arrears here locally. There was an analysis done this week by a local organization, but it had the seed of the overview was that 6 million people around the country are behind on their rent, owing a total of over $23 billion. So the president apparently has asked federal agencies to try to find ways to stop these evictions because there are going to be a lot of people out on the street. I think there's a big problem in Los Angeles County. Wow. All around the country. There are tenants who face the threat of eviction, another wreaking havoc as a result of the Chinese communist virus. And so, again, who's paying for that? Are you somebody who is being affected directly? We all, I think, have been affected. And are you looking at what you're buying and seeing where it's made? I hope you are, because one thing leads to another. Anyway, there's a call to extend the moratorium through October 18th. Is it likely, ladies, this will happen? What's the discussion among the Democrats and the Republicans as to how to get
honestly,
this
I hope not.
Done.
I think that Biden's
you hope
really
not?
Tough, yeah, I think that Biden's in a
you
really
hope
tough
it doesn't
spot.
Get extended?
Yeah, I hope it doesn't, yeah. Because I think it's not helping. The extension is not helping. And so
what does
I think
help?
That, at this point, it's too much. We talked about this yesterday. For people who own homes, it's a little different. For renters
yeah.
who have not been able to make their rent, adding to their debt with their landlords is not helping.
And but where do they go? I mean, I am a renter,
you know,
so if I couldn't afford my rent, then where do we
think
go?
Think about it. Right. I mean, and what are you going to do? Is adding on two more months to your debt going to do anything other than just add on to
you
your debt
to,
two more
well,
months?
But
then
you
can't keep this going forever.
Right, but then in
it
LA...
It shouldn't have been in place to begin with, I believe.
But
I
in
really
LA...
We did ourselves a disservice.
Right, but in LA, you guys have rent forgiveness if you make less than, what, $75,000 a year? I mean, that's the
then,
other alternative.
Right.
And that's
but
what
then
people
if you
in
have,
New York
but,
are waiting to see if that's
right,
going to happen as
well.
Right,
if you have rent forgiveness, and I don't necessarily think that that's a good idea either, but if you have rent forgiveness, then you've already paid your landlord, so it wouldn't really be a problem, right, because the landlord would have already received money from the government to forgive their rent. This is the problem. You know, this is the problem that we've only begun to see by shutting down economies, and I think that the pain, unfortunately, is going to be really real, and it's going to be really real for a lot of people. And I hate to see it, but I don't think extending it is going to do anything. Because, at some point it has to stop, right? I mean, you can't just – what is two more months going to do other than get people in trouble right before
well,
the holidays?
Well, I think it prepares some people. I think, you know, we
they
just got a notification.
It was coming, though.
Well, yeah, but no one knew when. And so we just got a notification yesterday that starting September 1st that they will be charging late fees if you're, you know, past the 5th of the month. So they've, you know, the people here who, you know, our management company, they've been working, I guess, with people who weren't able to pay their rent. So, but it gives you some sort of notice and some sort of deadline where you know you need to figure it out. Whether you take, do you take a personal loan? Like, what do? Do you borrow money? Do you make an arrangement with your landlord? Landlords, yes, landlords need money, but landlords also need tenants. And dumping people out onto the street is not the answer. Especially when there's already funds that have been allocated to this.
More of
yeah, but working it out,
it's
but, tough, but
it's
working
a
out
tough
an
spot.
Agreement,
it's a tough spot. And
tough
honestly,
spot.
When I mean the fact that we even allowed it to happen, shame on us. I mean, this to me is
well, shutting the country down, shame on us.
Yeah,
shutting the world down, yes, that is shame on us. Plus, all the misinformation that's around. I noticed that there's an expose on one of the news services today about Joseph Mercola. What do you know about him, ladies? He's a doctor.
Oh, that guy who's responsible for more misinformation than any other single source.
That's what this story
yeah.
says. He has said this is something that was actually in a Phoenix newspaper, an Atlanta newspaper, about the vaccines and the information that he
who is he? I don't know who he...
Nicole is a well-known... advocate for alternative medicine.
Is he a real
medicine.
Doctor?
Yeah, I believe he is. Yeah, he's
like
sort of kind of the same
doctor.
Cloth as Jack is. Jack
right,
somewhere.
But I mean medical school, like an actual medical doctor.
Yeah, yeah. No, yes, he is. Yep, yeah, he is. So under the circumstances, there's a lot of stuff about him and around him. But he's not the only one. I mean, Jack has been, as a matter of fact, we got a couple of podcasts that we have every week with Jack and Ken on DJV Health. And the most recent one with Jack talks about and with me regarding Fauci and his wanting to start developing another vaccine and his point
well,
of view on
there
that.
There was talk about one vaccine that combines basically all of the
all
vaccines,
of them.
Right? Like
right.
a universal one, yeah.
Yeah. See, where Jack is
I mean,
really
well,
strong...
Well, when you read, I'm just reading through on this Mercola, and then we could talk about Jack. But,
yeah.
Okay, so some of what he's saying is right. Some of what he's saying is wrong. It says, and this
what's
is
right, what's
the,
wrong?
Well, this is from the New York Times. I guess
yeah.
he did a February 9th article that began with a question about the legal definition of vaccines. Now, he called him a medical fraud. That's strong language, obviously his opinion. But he said the injections did not prevent infections,
which is right. We've seen breakthrough cases.
Well, that's
it does not.
But in a court of law,
the injections did not prevent infections in everybody, provide immunity, or stop transmission.
But he didn't say in everybody, though, Jen. This is where this guy's bread and butter is. He makes these very broad, vague statements, and people go, he was right.
But in this, I mean, he is right about those three things. He said, though, however, that the shots alter your genetic coding, which is a story that was out at the very beginning.
That's been
a lot of people believe that is not true. Right. So I think he's got, like, a big bag of stuff, and this is typically how people when they're right about things.
But that's not correct.
I think Jack said that. I'm sure he's listening now. He's going to want to respond to it. I can't remember actually where all that stuff came from. I will tell you, though, that as far as Jack's on the DGV health side of things, he talked about zinc and how that helps protect you, and it really is true. You should check that out. This is a study out of Cal Berkeley, a direct link between cell phone usage and brain tumors we talk about as well.
That's real.
Yeah, it really is. But zinc in our bodies, we need it, and that's explained as well. So you can listen to this podcast, all the podcasts we do with Jack and Ken, DGVHealthShow.com, or wherever you get your podcast. 41 after the hour coming up in a moment. What's the correct etiquette at a funeral? We'll focus on that right after this.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals, and during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Okay, you could say, why are we discussing this, I suppose. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jay and Jennifer. The question I was just... the only reason I find this interesting, and I thought maybe you might too, is that I'm going to a service. I went to one a couple of weeks ago for friends. People my age, or people who are my friends that are older than I am, seem to be checking out. And so there was a discussion at the memorial that I spoke at a couple of weeks ago about, you know, I'm looking around the room and I'm talking to a few of my friends who were there, and there were people dressed in shorts and Tommy Bahama shirts.
At a funeral?
Yeah.
Who comes to shorts in a funeral?
Well, that's kind of why I'm bringing this up.
Who comes to a funeral in shorts?
It's actually his son. One of his sons was in shorts. It didn't get along with Dad too well, but
was it a theme? Like
no.
Dad loved Tommy Bahama, so everybody...
Dad didn't like Tommy Bahama.
Okay.
Anyway, so what is black? If you go to a funeral, is wearing black something that's... certainly dressing
that's
conservatively.
That's not as important as it used to be. It used to be that you just wore black. That's just what people
you
do.
Don't, but you don't wear bright colors.
You don't wear bright, happy colors. You wear darker stuff. But, you know, you can wear dark blue. You can wear gray. You can, you know, just stick to your neutrals.
Now, and the conversation among the people at this, there were 250 people at this event, and there were a lot of people that were, you know, conversationally, it was kind of interesting to listen. And as I said, I've been to a couple of these recently. Is it appropriate to say to the wife or the husband or the family that I'm sorry for your loss, my thoughts are with you? Is that a good thing to say?
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
If you need anything, if you ever just want to call or hang out, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet cheeks.
Yeah, Doug picks up widows.
Oh, please.
You've got a whole people get to widows, a certain right? Yeah, there's a whole... When you get to a certain age, funerals are for pickups for older people. And they're also kind of like a celebration. Like, people are sort of silently happy that it's not them. They're still above ground. You know what I mean? Like, there's like a sense of elation sometimes.
One of the ladies who I'm very fond of had a birthday the other day. And she and I have talked about the age thing because that became an issue with... it didn't really become an issue, but it became a talking point in my last serious relationship. So I was teasing her. She was 62, and I said, "Oh my God, you're too old for me," because we've had this conversation, and she knew she got a kick out of it. But there are a lot of people who, you know, they apparently get connected in circumstances like this, and I guess, you know, it's kind of natural in a way, isn't it? What about arriving? When you go to a funeral, how early do you get there? Are you supposed to go there and
early
sort of sit,
to get a seat.
Meditate? Yeah. I think coming to a funeral late is gauche, frankly.
How did we get on this?
What? Funerals?
Funeral talk?
I don't know.
Because
kinda...
I know you, and I know you like to leave places. You know, you're like, when you got to go, you got to go. Doug gets really into it. You can't just get up and leave, by the way. You have to wait till it's over.
Yeah, no, you have to be respectful. And then, is there a side to sit on? How do you know where you're supposed to sit?
No, there's no side. That's a wedding.
Oh, okay.
What is happening?
Do you have a
funeral to go to tomorrow or something, and you need to know all this stuff? Fancy funeral, and you need to know the etiquette?
Sometimes these things are very helpful. I was actually spurred on to talk about this in part because of lists and how people react to lists. You know that thing we did a couple of weeks ago with Michael Levine, the 10 worst businesses in America? That got more response than anything we've done on this program in a specific way for a long time. It really was pretty interesting. He was talking about the 10 worst businesses, and in that list, by the way, for those of you who may or may not, do we have that as a podcast? We ought to have that as a separate podcast if we don't. Phil, will you check into that, please? That should be a separate podcast. He talks about Spectrum, how horrible they are, Jennifer, United Airlines, the Postal Service, Wells Fargo. This was like a hit list of Jennifer's people, much as anything else.
You're
Equifax, right? Facebook,
gosh.
McDonald's, Monsanto, yep, Dish Network, all of these are the worst businesses. Yeah, right. It's great. We'll put it up as a podcast at djvshow.com, 10 before the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Uri Geller joins us from his museum, which is down in the... Well, actually, I've seen pictures, but I haven't been there yet. I'm going later this year. There is a... It's sort of a downstairs, because this is an old facility that you found in old Jaffa in Tel Aviv. So does it go down like the catacombs in the Vatican? How far down does this... Do the things you have?
Dougie, you're talking about old Jaffa, which is 6,000 years old. Yeah. Now, I guarantee you that if I start digging under our dungeons, we will find more and more rooms, because you're talking about a pileup, a buildup of ancient buildings. Jaffa was and is the oldest port in the Middle East. It's 6,000 years old. Jaffa was conquered and many times burnt down, rebuilt, burnt down again. I'm actually looking out of the doorway, and I can see exactly the point where Napoleon broke into, invaded old Jaffa. So this place is steeped in history. Now, can you imagine, you walk in here, and you can see in my museum Darth Vader, the Bee Gees, you see the Rolling Stones, you see my Cadillac that was two years in the Museum of Israel, you see Donald Trump's cap, Make America Great Again, signed for me. So you see eclectic and incredible stuff, from Michael Jackson to Muammar Gaddafi. This is really a very unusual and stunning place. Everybody who visits it just says to me they've never been in such a museum before. This is something that they have never witnessed anywhere. Somebody even told me that it's more interesting than Dali, Salvador Dali's museum in Spain. Then I found the ancient soap factory under the ground. This is going back 900 years. How they made soap 900 years ago, olive oil soap. I'm looking at Vice President Pence's binocular, which probably was used in South Korea when he peered into North Korea. I'm looking at I can't believe this, Mick Jagger's guitar, which just arrived about 2 weeks ago, with all the five signed on the white guitar. I'm looking at Ming Dynasty vases. I'm looking at my Vespa, which I bought at the age of 16 and a half in Cyprus. It's 1963. And look, I can go on and on. But finally, I'm looking at the horoscope machine that is from 1946, which was rumored to be in the White House when Reagan was a president, because Nancy believed in horoscopes. And what she did. Look, she put in a coin and her horoscope would come out. Unbelievable. So anyone who will ever come to Israel, you must come and visit the place, because it's stunning. And Doug, don't forget, my new book is Uri Geller Learn How to Douse. And you can follow me on Instagram, The Uri Geller.
The Uri Geller. You go to urigeller.com, URIGELER. One of the things that I like about this, you're the focus, but yet so many other people and so many other things are the focus because of your experiences. I guess much as anything else, you've brought so much into other people's lives and they've brought into your life. And this is a way to share. I think that's what is so much fun about this. Somebody pretty much internationally, everybody knows who you are, but there's a lot of stuff in here that relates more to other people than to you, even though it's the Uri Geller Museum. It's other
exactly
people that exactly have made.
Okay, Dougie, we'll speak next week. A big hug for me and lots of positive energy to all our listeners.
All right, there it is. Uri Geller, again, the book is called Learn to Douse. You can get that at his website, urigeller.com, or wherever you get your books. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour. We like to talk about what is unique, what's different, people who are unique, ideas that are unique. This is not the place to go to have an expectant conversation about who's the bad guy of the day, who's the politician of the day. The world that we live in is filled with people who have great things to talk about, whether it's your health and well-being, whether it's your psychic stability, your mind stability, whether it's how to take care of your pet. All of those things are an important part of our overall general focus here on the DJV program.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.